The MP3 History, From an Idea to a Worldwide Cultural Phenomenon.
When Karl Heinz went to AT&T Bell Labs, he still worked together with Fraunhofer and together with the University of Erlangen. So one of the key problems at the time was how to transfer source files, how to transfer audio material, and so on. And at that time, there was no internet as we know it today. The only way was to use a mainframe at the university for mailing, because it was the only mail opportunity in Erlangen. And I, at the electrical engineering chair, was the first one using this in electrotechnic, getting the files from Karl Heinz from America. AT&T had internet at the time, put it on a tape and carry it, really carrying a tape to Fraunhofer, 5 kilometers from the university.